From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast. My name is Kagan, and today I have Ryan and a guest with us today. Welcome, Corey. It's nice to have you on the podcast.
Thanks, Kagan. Thanks, Ryan. I'm very excited to be joining you today, speaking on some important topics.
Absolutely. You know, hopefully everyone's doing well today. The reason we've brought Corey on board is he's one of our leaders with the Office of School Safety and has some interesting news and updates about the Speak Up, Speak Out program. But before we dive in, you know, we have a joke for you. Are you two ready for this?
I'm ready. You've hyped it up, Kagan. So yeah, I'm ready for this one.
Let's get started.
All right. Here you are. So what kind of computer sings the best?
Any computer sings the best. Corey, you have anything?
I've got nothing.
I get nothing either.
Oh, you guys are going to like this, hopefully. Adele?
Okay. Adele, there you
uh-huh.
go.
Okay. Uh-huh. I was thinking, my first I was thinking was too. Samsung, but I was like, who can go wrong with Adele, right? You're just like, please, no more of these jokes. We need freedom from this. Well, like I said, we're here to talk about the SUSO program, Corey. You know, for our folks back home who may not have heard about the Office of School Safety or SUSO, could you maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and about the program?
Absolutely. So I'll start off. My name is Corey Passer. I'm a manager at the Office of School Safety. More specifically, I lead the 24/7, 365 SUSO threat reporting tip line. Essentially what this is we call it Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin, but this allows students, school staff, community members, and law enforcement to confidentially report tips on potential harm, criminal activities directed at schools and students. Our Speak Up, Speak Out Resource Center can respond confidentially and quickly to help you or someone who's hurting or struggling.
Wonderful. Thank you. And that, to clarify, that's not just during the school year. It's at all times that's available?
That's correct. Our tip line is 24/7, 365. We have 9 analysts that staff the tip line. We also offer, through the Resource Center, threat assessment training and consultation, critical incident response and training, general school safety guidance, and school safety grant opportunities.
Oh, that's great.
So, Corey, one of the things that we talk about here on the podcast usually is our Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And one thing that I think about with this is that when we do safety talks to parents, we usually include some resources that support the creation or development environment within the home or outside of the home that allows for positive and safe interactions. We often share with them some of the risky behaviors to look for, red flags that they can teach their children about to stay safe online. Can you talk a little bit to us maybe about some of the concerning behaviors and what they would look like for families, what they should be aware of, and how the Speak Out tip line maybe can support some of those behaviors or things they're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. We can discuss that. And to kind of bounce off of that topic, you know, based on research from the U.S. Secret Service, 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, someone other than the attacker knew the attacker's plan but failed to report it. And I think that's where it's important that Speak Up, Speak Out, you know, aims to eliminate this culture of silence. We provide a confidential, collaborative communication system where students, staff, authorities, community members can work together to respond to these school safety threats. You know, more importantly, parents play a vital role in creating safer schools and communities. Speak Up, Speak Out Resource Center isn't just for students. You as a parent can submit a confidential tip when you're noticing concerning behaviors. You know, people may have questions. What is a concerning behavior? For example, some of these behaviors may just be a history of intense violence, anger, resentment. The person may feel abused, harassed, or bullied in some way. Specifically, cyberbullying is very prevalent. They may lack a supportive family, lack relationships, positive relationships with peers. Maybe this person feel like they're being treated unfairly, has a history of self-injury, suicide ideations, or attempts. These are just some things that parents can look for in terms of concerning behavior, maybe with their own child or with maybe their child's friends.
Excellent. I think from an ICAC standpoint, just a lot of really good information and tips there that go along with the same general safety message that we're trying to send, and really expands beyond our role as ICAC officers or agents out in the field promoting online safety, and really good information just about all the different types of services that you're able to provide, as well as the Speak Up, Speak Out program itself.
Mm-hmm. And looking at like the difference of those, you know, factors and amalgamation of those factors and how that applies just to stuff we see with Activity Online to where for y'all it comes to what that might draw to in the, you know, real life portion of going to things like the schools or considers and plannings and things like that. So, you know, Ryan did speak to those, you know, safety talks to parents that we do give. We also speak with children, you know, about internet safety, and we talk to things like cyberbullying. You, like you brought up, the differences in being a key term like a bystander versus an upstander. And when we spoke before our meeting today, you kind of shared there was some more information on a report by the Northern Illinois University on that topic, the bystander, upstander. Could you maybe share some more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great article posted by Northern Illinois University as part of their school psychology program. And I'm not going to try to say it any better than they did. So, you know, essentially when concerning behavior is observed, an upstander is someone who recognizes when something is wrong but does nothing to make it right. An upstander is someone who recognizes when something is wrong but does something to make it right. If an upstander sees or hears about bullying, he or she will do something. This can mean stopping the bullying when it's occurring, reporting the event, otherwise helping the victim even after the fact. Upstanders essentially do their best to support and protect their peers. On the other hand, we talk about bystanders. A bystander is someone who sees bullying happening but does nothing. People may laugh at someone being mean, being bullied, and they don't say or do anything about it. That essentially kind of shows the difference between a bystander and an upstander.
Well, that's really good to hear. And it's, I think that's one of the hardest things for being that upstander, because in the moment it could be really hard, you know, talking to your kiddos if they've seen something, for them to step in to stop it. But you brought up a good point of like maybe checking in with the kiddo who's experiencing it after, you know, making sure they're okay, or even reaching out like on the SUSO tip line saying, hey, I witnessed this happen. And that would allow for, I think, someone, one of the analysts in your crew, to help maybe make a referral to the school to do a check and make sure that kid's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Corey, do you think there's any strategies maybe that you're able to recommend for our listeners, for either children or even parents, as to ways they can help foster that upstander behavior?
Certainly. You know, like we said earlier, parents play a very important role in this. And as a parent, you know, there's certain strategies that you can use at home that would help foster kind of an upstander behavior in your child. Certainly, as you would do in other areas, you want to praise your child when you see upstander behavior. You know, if your child's being courageous, empathetic, or assertive, you want to praise your child with these actions. You want to model these behaviors yourself by being kind and standing up for others. Certainly you want to build empathy, finding opportunities to ask your child, hey, how do you think this made that person feel, or how did you feel about it? We want to be assertive. We want to be encouraging. You know, encourage your child to say no when he or she does not feel comfortable doing something. These are just some simple strategies that you can use as a parent with your child to kind of encourage and foster that upstander behavior.
Wonderful. Well, Corey, is there anything you would maybe want to share more with folks about the SUSO program today?
Sure. I'd love to share a little bit more about SUSO. Like I said, Speak Up, Speak Out, Wisconsin. We're a 24/7, 365 threat reporting tip line. Our analysts are highly trained. We have 9 resource center analysts. We're staffed 3 shifts during the day. Our analysts are highly trained. We train them in threat assessment, open source intelligence gathering, psychological first aid, suicide prevention. They all take the Columbia Suicide Assessment Protocol training. They are trauma informed. So our analysts are highly trained. They're here to help you. And what's great about our resource is that it's free to our communities, it's free to our schools, and we also are able to offer them localized resources within their local communities.
Yeah, great stuff. So, Corey, I think from an ICAC standpoint, I just want to thank you for joining us here today. It's our podcast every month, and certainly our mission within the ICAC task force is, you know, promoting keeping children safe online and in their overall environments, and we try to provide that information every month. And it's really great to have something like the Office of School Safety and the Speak Out hotline as another resource that we can provide for our listeners as a way, especially going into a new school year here and throughout that year, just to really be able to keep children safe and to foster behaviors that are going to put them in a safe environment. So I appreciate you stopping by today and just sharing some of that information with us.
Yeah, so thank you two both for joining us here today to kind of cover such an important program. For our listeners, we'll make sure to toss a link into the Speak Out tip line, as well as to the Office of School Safety for the vast amount of resources they provide. But Corey, hopefully we'll get you back on here again. And folks, as always, please feel free to reach out with any questions or topics you'd like us to cover on the podcast. And as always, stay safe.